The Europe Report with Kanaan Lipschitz.
Kanaan Lipschitz, our Europe correspondent, as always at this time on a Wednesday. What a pleasure it is to be talking to you, excepting it doesn't sound like we are talking to you.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
We got you. Here, right, oh, fantastic. Here. No, great.
Great to have you. I'm actually inside a supermarket right now, so that's why we're having a little bit of difficulties. It's hectic times here in Europe.
We can see that. You're going to talk to us about the effect of coronavirus, Kanaan.
Exactly. So corona, one of its major outbreaks is in Italy and in Iran, two of the first ones outside China. And both those countries have large Jewish communities. Iran has the largest Jewish community in the Middle East outside Israel, 20,000 Jews. And Milano and Rome have a combined Jewish community of about 40,000 people and Jewish people. And that makes them actually the first to bear the brunt of corona.
What effect is it having on the community in northern Italy, Kanaan?
Dramatic. The Jewish school, which is the pride and joy of that community, just shut down like all the other schools in the region. Schools are out of order. There's no services. There are no communal activities. And, of course, that applies to all the population. But when it comes to the tight-knit Jewish community of Italy, of course, it has a more profound effect because it leaves them kind of searching for a base and feeling isolated right when anxiety is rising.
Kanaan, are you feeling, it's just so interesting to speak to somebody in Europe who's in the midst of all this. Is this very real? Does this affect your day-to-day life?
I would, as a European, yeah. I've stocked up on food for 2 months. I'm looking into getting an IV set for the children. I have to say I'm not worried about the virus itself so much. It has a low death rate and we're all healthy people. I'm worried about the effects that it's having on the population. So if they're going to shut down Schiphol, the major airport here,
yes,
there's going to be a run on the supermarkets. If they're going to shut down train traffic to France and Germany, Israel just today, just a couple of hours ago, decided that anyone coming from those countries needs to go into quarantine. So it's going in that direction. There's going to be a run on the supermarkets. Later on, when corona does hit, older people with immune problems will have to go to hospital. So hospitals will be full. And that means that even if a child or any other person gets a severe case of diarrhea, vomiting, yes, then there's the dehydration problem. You just won't get treated, not for corona, but any other sickness. So, yeah, all these scenarios are on everybody's minds right now.
What's happening to places like in synagogues, in shuls in Europe? Are they having services, not having services? What's the
currently story? Yes, it's still going on throughout most of Europe, but just today the Conference of European Rabbis issued new directives, which include: don't shake hands unless you have to, don't kiss the tzitziot or the talit or the book or the Torah scroll or your kippah. Stop kissing anything, and don't panic.
Don't panic.
Those were the instructions handed down.
So
it's obvious that since the other major changes are about to take place, at least in the short term, about how Jewish communities and others practice their daily lives.
Apparently, trips to Poland have been cancelled. Which trips would those be? Are those school trips you're referring to or what?
Right. School trips from Israel to Poland have been cancelled. Israel was a pioneer in this regard in its approach to corona, because it was the first country that asked its residents not to travel abroad, period. That happened last week. And that was a major thing for epidemiologists, because anyone who knows how these things work realizes the decision-making process was in Israel. This disease is not containable. European countries are not going to be able to contain it, and therefore we should try and limit infection It was the first country that came to that conclusion. And in that framework, it also canceled all the school trips to Poland, about 200,000 school children leaving each year. And for now, there's a big question mark over the March of the Living event, which takes place in spring. It's supposed to take place in April, the end of April. It's, as I'm sure many of our listeners know, it's an event that brings together delegations from all over the world, Jews and non-Jews, to Poland, to the death camps, marching through Auschwitz. Right now the organizers are saying it's going on as planned, but everyone else is saying they can't see how this will actually happen.
Don't know if it's fake news or not, but certainly my Facebook feed has been full of stories about how the Israelis are going to imminently come up with a vaccine. Do you know anything about that story, or do you reckon that's fake?
From what I've looked into, the process of making a vaccine, it's more art than science, according to epidemiologists. Basically, the process is taking sequences of DNA material from the virus and trying that can't replicate into a virus, can't cause a viral infection, and introducing it to the host's body, so that sequence, the host will be able to his immune system to learn to identify the whole sequence of the DNA of the virus. From what I understand in Israel, the developments have been the preparations for isolating segments of that DNA. So saying that Israel is working on a vaccine is like sharpening a scalpel and saying that a surgeon is working on an operation.
Well, thank you for putting some context to that, because I think many of us, including me, did not know that. Kanaan, here's just hoping that you and your family and everybody you know is going to be safe and get through this unharmed. I must tell you, for a change, we in Africa are not leading from the front line. In fact, we don't have any confirmed cases in South Africa as at today. So we're one of the very few places worldwide who are, you know, watching this with trepidation. You know, it's coming. The wave's coming. We just, you're just ahead of the game. But as I said, be safe, and thank you for making the time to talk to us despite everything that's going on. Kanaan.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.